Proclamation number 3662 of 20th of January, 1946. Voice of the Father. Anyone who recognizes the Father's voice is also a true child of the Father and thus a candidate for eternal beatitude. I always make myself known to my own, and anyone who proves his childship to me by striving to be what I am. Love. I also so obviously confront him that he is able to recognize me, and if he hears my word, directly or through my messengers, he also recognizes my word as my gift. He recognizes me myself in the word and lets it speak to him. He opens his heart and feels the benefit of my working of love in him. He fully gives himself to me and thus belongs to my own, whom the Father no longer relies on eternally because they have found their way back to him of their own free will. And this is how you will always recognize my own who send the word into the world, whether they accept my word, whether they recognize it as the Father's voice of eternity or reject it. Whether they regard my revelations as divine or as the work of man, for anyone who is not my child does not know how the Father's voice sounds either. He listens to the voice of the world, he listens to the voice of false prophets who indeed also speak my name but who are never bearers of light and strength from me, who can never be bearers and thus true spreaders of my word because they lack the love which also makes my voice recognizable to them. Pay attention to this when you convey my word to the world. Offer them my word with all love and then leave them complete freedom to accept or reject it. For my word has to speak for itself. And anyone who does not recognize the Father's voice will not be able to be taught by human mouth either, although I myself speak through it. Give him knowledge of my word and then let him judge for himself. And if he rejects it, don't urge him to accept my teaching, for the human being has to find me of his own free will. He has to become lovingly active of his own free will in order to be able to recognize me myself in the Word. Only love turns my living creations into my children who shall inherit my kingdom, whom the Father wants to introduce into his house in order to make them eternally happy. And anyone who does not have love can never be a candidate for this kingdom, for he cannot hear the Father's voice. He does not recognize the Father when he calls him, and thus he will also have no communion with the one who nevertheless is his Father from eternity, who is his creator and provider, but who will also eternally court his living creations until they return to him of their own accord. Amen.